Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A tennis club founded in Dorchester in 1961 to bring the sport to the inner city now has a shot at hosting tennis players from around the world. The latest revision to Boston's Olympics bid from the group Boston 2024 moves the tennis venue from Harvard University to the Sportsman's Tennis Club on Blue Hill Avenue. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Should the Olympics come to Boston and the tennis event to Dorchester, DeAndrea Galloway doesn't plan to just watch.
Oh yeah, hopefully I'll be one of a player in the Olympics.
The Mattapan resident has played tennis at Sportsman's Tennis Club since she was four. Now she's a sophomore in college, her tuition covered by a tennis scholarship. She likes the idea of the world's top tennis stars playing in her backyard.
I think it would be a great opportunity for just our youth and for everybody to experience it because it's usually at different places, so now it's here in our neighborhood, and that'd be a great experience for us.
The Dorchester plan comes as Boston 2024 struggles to improve its brand. A WBUR poll found this week that half of Bay Staters oppose the games, while just 39% are in favor. The original plans envisioned the tennis events at Harvard. Boston 2024 CEO Rich Davies says the idea to use Harambe Park in Dorchester came from someone in the community.
This signifies that we're listening to folks. And so this idea came out of a community meeting or an unsolicited idea. We came to Sportsman's Tennis Club over the last couple months, talked to the neighborhood, talked to the elected officials, as you see. And so we're really trying to listen and learn and come at this from a position of humility.
Another venue change came last week when organizers announced that New Bedford, which has among the highest unemployment in the state, would host the Olympic sailing events. Chris Dempsey of the group No Boston Olympics isn't impressed by the changes. He says the strategy of citing events outside of Boston only makes it clear that state taxpayers will be on the hook.
We're not saying that the Olympics will make those economies worse. We're saying that they would be made a lot better by focusing on the core things that are always going to drive our economy. By that, we mean job training, skills, education, healthcare, housing.
But some locals say the neighborhood, with Franklin Field housing development at the center, can only benefit. And if Boston gets the games, that's only fair. Here's Tony Wiley, executive director of the tennis club.
Boston is not just the waterfront. This is about the entire region. I was thrilled when they announced that some of the waterborne sports were going to be played in New Bedford. It's really important. We all have something to offer, something to contribute, and something to gain.
The club hopes to use the new stadium to host pro tennis tournaments when the Olympics are over. That's an idea that appeals to the United States Tennis Association. Robert Green is the association's Eastern Mass delegate.
Our image of a bunch of white people in tight shorts at the country club on Sunday is something that we have been working very, very hard to dispel. Putting a major tennis facility that's professionally run right in the middle of it is a darn good start.
That is, of course, if the Olympics come to Boston. The tennis site is just part of the new venue plan Olympic proponents plan to release this month. They next try to win support for approval of a statewide referendum, and then to get the nod of the International Olympic Committee. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.